Does the thought of standing up to speak leave you frozen? Is your fear of public speaking keeping the world from hearing your voice? Then you are in exactly the right place. Welcome to the show where introverts discover their superpower, where quiet voices become unstoppable forces, and where today's guest doesn't just talk about confidence, she builds it. Welcome to 101.5 FM's podcast, Trish Springsteen, co-founder of Trishell Innovative Training and Australia's leading expert in empowering introverts. Trish, you've got a lot of feathers in your cap, international best-selling author and multi-international award-winning mentor and speaker. So where do we start?
Let's start at finding your voice. I'm not talking about just shouting out or shouting in pain. What I'm speaking about is those times when you sit there and you think, oh, I don't agree with that. Or I've really got this passionate message that I want to get up and say. And you sit there frozen. And why? Because A, you may have tried to say something before and you got shouted down. Or it could have been you did get up, but you rambled around and you sat down and you thought, oh, my gosh, I didn't get that message across. I'm not going to do that again. I looked and sounded weird. It could be because you've seen other people have a problem. And it could be because you hear that little voice that says, who am I to stand up and say anything? Who am I to walk through that door and sit down at an interview and sell myself to get a job? Who am I to go to a PNC meeting or to go to a network meeting, to go to something that I'm passionate about and stand up and say, I agree or I disagree? Who am I to do that? Do you know, people, I was just like you, even worse. Way back in the Jurassic period, a long while ago, I was an introvert and an extremely shy introvert. I would never, ever have got up and said to anybody, oh, look, I don't agree with that. I had jobs. I worked in male-orientated fields. I did well. But I would never walk into a boardroom and say, hey, I don't think we should be doing this. I would never go to the school. I mean, I had enough trouble going to parent-teacher interviews and talking about my child. That just wasn't me. So I can absolutely understand how frustrated it can be, how sometimes years later you look back and you think, I really wish that I was able to have talked. I really wish that I was able to have gone in there and stood up and said, look, I don't like what's happening in the school. I want to talk about my child. I want to advocate for my child. I don't think this is the right thing. And too often now we come through our life and that's what we do. We have this frustrated feeling that there was something missing. I could have had a voice. I didn't know what to do. So what blocks us is that fear of the unknown, that fear of, well, how can I do it? And if I do it, how can I make it clear? How can I actually let people know what I want to say? And then I know there's a lot of people out there now listening and thinking, well, I don't want to be a public speaker because that's what I'm talking about, isn't it? Speaking. You know, speaking isn't just about being a public speaker. People get the thought that if I go and learn speaking skills, then I have to be doing it because I want to go on stage. I want to have a big business speaking. And I'm talking today in this session is not about business and speaking at that. That comes. This is about you. You, the individual, having the speaking skills to give those stories you have, to give that advocacy, to give you a voice. So speaking, public speaking, is not just about professional speakers and going on stage. So what is it about? It's about giving you a voice. It's about giving you clarity. About 30 years ago, I said yes and walked through a door. I didn't realise where that door was going to take me. At that time, I just moved up to Brisbane from Canberra. I had a family, I was working, I was studying part-time. We had no friends up here. So someone told me, go to this place. It's a club. You'll make friends. I walked through that door, and I can tell you now, if that person had been standing next to me at that time, there might have been blood on the floor. Because that club was a Toastmasters club. That club wanted me to get up and speak. And that wasn't something that I was ever going to do. No concept at all. I walked out, and the funny thing is, I did go back and I made friends. And that's where I got the skills for speaking. There was no concept on my radar of opening up a business. The reason that I stayed and got those skills, because I discovered if I could structure a speech, if I could put together a presentation that was clear, if I could stand up and give that speech to 5 people, 20 people, 100 people, if I could be asked at a meeting, oh, our speaker hasn't arrived. Would you like to do a presentation? 10 minutes notice to speak for 15 minutes, and I could do that. Do you know what those skills were giving me? It wasn't for business. It wasn't to sell anything. Those skills that I learnt speaking, the techniques, the strategies, the flow, the response, being able to connect with an audience, they gave me confidence. And you might say that's a small word, but people, confidence is a humongous word. If you've got confidence, you can get up at that meeting and say, I don't agree with what's going on. Because that confidence gives you belief in yourself. That confidence gives you the clarity that I know what to say. I can string a few words together. I can know, I can stand there and look at the people listening to me and know that they are focusing on me and I am getting my message across clearly and concisely and competently with confidence. I know that I can go and apply for that job because I know that I can sit there in the interview and sell myself as the best person for the job. I know that my speaking skills will allow me to answer those interview questions clearly and concisely. And why? Because I've got speaking skills. I know that if I do go to work and I want to go in and ask for a pay rise, or I want to go in and say, I need better working conditions, those speaking skills will give me the confidence to stand there and say, look, this is why I want to have better working conditions. This is why I want to know about how my child is doing. This is why I want to say that I don't like that bus stop there. I don't like those traffic lights there if I want to go to a council meeting. Or this is why I want to just say to my teenager, how about we clean the room? Now, I'm not going to say that that's actually going to work with every teenager because, hey, you know what teenagers are like. But those speaking skills allow you to phrase what you want to say and to have that confidence. It's why I am so passionate when I speak with people about saying, get some speaking skills. It's not talking from stage. It's not having a business. It's you having the confidence to say clearly what you want to do. So how do you go about that? Well, first, it's realizing that you have a voice. It's saying that when those negative voices come in and say, I'm not good enough, I'm too old to learn, I'm too young to learn, there's nothing to do with age. It's saying what I call 60 seconds of insane courage. It's 20 seconds to say, okay, I can hear those negative voices. They're not going to want to hear me. I'm going to make a mess of it. I don't know. I'm going to talk too long. I'm going to talk too short. I'm an introvert. Why should I get up and speak? And then 20 seconds to say, stop. Stop. Replace those voices with, I have a voice. I am entitled to be heard. I am good enough to say, I have an opinion. I am me, I'm awesome, and I'm going to share my thoughts now, because if I don't, maybe someone needs to hear what I have. Maybe someone needs to see that me, just ordinary me, can get up and say my opinion. And maybe that's just exactly what needs to happen. And then 20 seconds to smile and then just get up and use your voice, because you have a voice and you're entitled to use it. And speaking skills will give you the clarity, because when you learn your speaking, one of the first things that we say is have a clarity, have a clear idea what you want your audience, your person you're speaking to, the message that you want to say, what do you want that to be? So that at the end of that presentation, whether it's 40 seconds or having a conversation with someone at a meeting or just going in and saying, hi, how am I, my daughter or my son doing? You have a clear idea of the outcome, because when you have a clear idea of the outcome, that's where you're going to be and that's where the conversation will go. And then the speaking skills will give you the structure to know that I need to start with an opening and a body and a close. That if I want my message to be clearly read, I've got to make sure that I only speak about one or two things given the time I have. So that gives you structure. The clarity, the structure, using that 60 seconds of insane courage, knowing that you have stories, you have an opinion, and you are able to get up and use your voice. That gives you the confidence to go and do whatever you want to do, because you know that if someone asks your opinion, you can stop and say, this is my opinion. And just as a little thought, how often do you see people being stopped in the street by a journalist asking them, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And you get people who give like a blank look, shocked look. I thought, my God, I don't want to be here. Or they ramble something. When you have that confidence from speaking, you can stand there and say, hey, yes, this is what I think. And that, people, is the most empowering thing that you can take away from today's session.
Communication is a little like the old real estate saying, location, location, location. Well, switch it out for communications to confidence, confidence, confidence. Listeners, Trish is going to do a series of podcasts on communication, how to find your voice in your personal life, and a second series for business owners, how to find your voice in business. It's all about creating a more confident you. Make sure you check them out on 1015fm.com.au. And if this has raised your curiosity and you want to expand your voice, Trish is happy to take your call. Just search Tricell Innovative Training.